You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
I Missed You, Matariki is a new exhibition by Levi Kiriyama and Fedor Walker at Window Gallery in the University of Auckland General Library. The accompanying text reads, "I missed you, Matariki. I needed you yesterday. There's been too much mamai, too much tangi, and too much mate. Give me a fresh start, a good feast. Give me a glimpse at the ones I've lost, and some hope the next season will be a good one. Haere mai toku Matariki, I moki moki o mou." I spoke with one of the artists, Levi Kiriyama, about the kaupapa of the show and his work. I wanted to start by firstly asking you about the kaupapa of your work. What inspires you in your practice?
Yeah, so in the kaupapa of my personal work, I guess what inspires me, I've always just sort of drawn and painted my friends as they're sitting around me. I don't know, I guess, you know, you never really know why you start something. As a kid, I just liked drawing what's around you. You know, you're drawing in the corners of your, like, maths books and stuff. And then bit by bit, all of a sudden, you're painting your mates, and it just kind of goes from there until it kind of turns into something you want to do every day. And I guess sometimes you forget why you started in the first place, but I like painting my mates, you know, and it's a good way to spend time with them sometimes. Yeah. Mm,
that's nice. And your family are carvers as well, is that right? Has that kind of inspired you as well?
Yeah, so a lot of my uncles were carvers. So one of the main carvers in my family was one of my uncles named Calvin Kiriyama. And he trained in Rotorua, and he did a lot of the carvings in the Ngāti Raukua sort of region down there. Mm. And a lot of his carvings are still standing today, and we always grew up with them in the house, and, you know, and I'd get to see them when we'd go down to the marae. And, you know, as I got older, I think I started to appreciate them more and more, and you just feel lucky to sort of have them as a part of your world. So they've sort of ended up coming into my works a lot, naturally. It's also one of the things, I mean, one day I'd love to try and learn to carve, but maybe that's just something for the future. But yeah, I think carving, you know, starts as a, you know, as simply as it is, it was sort of like a necessity to, like, tell stories, and it really mattered back then when they were carving. So I try and bring that into my work sometimes.
Yeah, and to talk about this show a little bit, so this show is titled I Miss You, Matariki, and you've got that beautiful text that accompanies the show. Could you tell me a little bit about the kaupapa of this exhibition? What does Matariki mean to you?
Yeah, so me and Fedor were sort of putting these works together in the last month or so. They're very quite, like, fresh works, and I think the paint's still wet on my paintings. And I think when we're putting them together, we're trying to figure out what this show's about, and I think it sort of became sort of undeniable that the show was falling on Matariki, and that Matariki was coming at a time this year where we really needed it. I think there's been not just for me personally, but I think for the whole country and the whole world, there's been a lot of mamai in the air and a lot of mate. And I think, Matariki is all about remembering the ones we've lost and reflecting on the year, and then, you know, seeing how bright the stars are and hoping that the next seasons coming are going to be a bit better. And so I think, yeah, Matariki's coming at a time this year we really needed it. So we just thought we'd name the show I Missed You, Matariki, and try and really, you know, celebrate and be thankful for this time where we can sort of come together in the winter and, you know, eat together, have a feast. So I think that's what Matariki is all about. And so when the show sort of fell right on Matariki, we just thought, you know, it made sense for that to be the kaupapa of the show. Yeah, and Fedor's made a quilt, and that quilt is sort of an offering for their mates to sort of wrap up in the coming winter. And my paintings are just of my friends sort of lying around, sitting on the couches and stuff, so, which is, you know, a lot of what we do in the winter, sort of huddled up on the inside.
You have two works in this show. Would you be able to speak to each of those a little bit more? They're of your flatmates, your friends, but there's also text on them. Would you be able to speak to that and what that kind of means?
Yeah, so I normally start with the image, and I just recently, a lot of what I've been painting are just my friends sitting on the couch and lying in their beds. I normally wait till I've painted however it's turned out, and then I start looking to sort of, you know, fill the boundaries with patterns and with text, And for one of the works of my flatmate, Alyssa, I put the text on that says, "Raindrops are tapping on the roof of my room." And I thought that was just a nice winter, a quiet winter's moment, you know, a nice peaceful moment when you're hearing the rain on your roof. And the other painting is an old quote which says, "Maranga mai, kia kōrero atu au, kia koe," and it follows with "he moi taku." And it's sort of this old quote from this old chief, and he had this dream, this sort of prophetic dream, and he got up and he told his marae that, "Get up, I have something to tell you, I've had this dream." And it was sort of a warning of this great battle that would unfold. And I think I sort of was interested in placing, you know, the old quotes about rangatira, like Te Rau Paraha and the pakanga and the war of those days, into a domestic setting of today. And I think, you know, a lot of our battles today exist sort of in a very different realm. A lot of them are with, you know, pen and paper and words. And so I guess I was trying to play with that idea. And I think there is a sort of tension in the air, you know, the state of our country at the moment. I think people are cautious, you know, of what's happening. But yeah, so the paintings sort of just unfold in front of me. I'm trying to figure out what they mean when I paint them as well. But now it's nice to have them up and finished, and you know, I'm looking forward to going to go see them again. You know, it's nice to have some space from them and to go see them with your friends and hear what friends think about them.
Yeah. Beautiful. And how does your works in the show complement Fido's works?
Yeah, so me and Fido made them at the same time, and we'd sort of trade pictures, and they've made a quilt, and it's dyed in all different, it's dyed from all natural materials, straight from Papatūānuku, and we would sort of send colors back and forth to each other and talk about the paintings, and we sort of just let them naturally kind of come together. But when we put them up the other day in the space, it felt like they'd sort of naturally sort of come together. It was quite nice. And with her quilt, you know, I think it's a real reminder, you know, of the season that we're in and the need to wrap up and get around your friends. And a lot of my paintings are sort of in that same setting of inside and under the blankets. So it sort of does, you know, they've worked together in their own way.
Yeah, very homey.
Yeah, which is nice.
That was Levi Kereyama speaking to me about I Missed You Matariki, a new show with Fido Walker at Window Gallery in the University of Auckland General Library on until the 24th of July.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.